Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory for the great, for the mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Come on, call a neighbor, call a friend. Let's get ready to receive the word of God. For the word of God says that his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. The word of God says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against thee. Father God, in the name of Jesus, even as we prepare to bring forth the word of God on today, God calls the hearer to hear. Father God, calls those that are saved, calls them, Father God, to have that ever-increasing faith, God, that they can hear the word of God. God, that is an unbeliever, God, that they will believe and be saved. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, today we're going to speak to you about the word of God. We want to talk to you and ask you this question. Is there a storm in your life? Is there a storm? Is there things in your life that you are going through and it seems to be so difficult? It seems to be that it's no way that in the norm that you're able to conquer that storm. Well, I want you to know today, and this is not just for the day, but it's for every day that we live, that I want you to know that Jesus Christ is able to calm any and every storm that you may be going through in your life. Well, you say, Dr. McCoy, what are you talking about when you're talking about a storm? Well, a storm is a strong wind. It's made by rain and earth particles, even have snow. A storm comes with thunder. And also, a storm is made by a turbulence of the atmosphere, and it causes strong winds and thunder and lightning. Well, there are many types of storms, many types of storms that we know about. There are many types of storms that you may heard about. But let me just give you an idea, just because of the fact that you may have forgotten, or just in case that you would like to know the types of storms that there is. Well, there is a hurricane storm, a tropical storm. There are tornado storms. There are sandstorms. And there are storms like ice storms and blizzard storms. There are storms called ocean storms. There are storms called snow storms. There are gale storms and hail storms. There are thunderstorms and whale storms. Dust and devil storms. Also, they are called a wind storm. But let me give you the word of God this morning. Let me talk to you by the wayside. I want you to know today that Jesus Christ, he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is that true and that living God. When we look at the book of Matthew, and we look at that 8th chapter, beginning at that 23rd verse, it reads, "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. We're talking about Jesus, how Jesus had entered into the ship and how his disciples had followed him. And the word of God said, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. Now, it let us know that Jesus had entered unto this ship. His disciples had followed him as he went into the ship. And then what happened was the word says a great tempest in the sea. And so much that the ship was covered with the waves, that he was asleep. They seen what was happening. They seen the great tempest in the sea. But Jesus was there on the ship, but Jesus was asleep. And I just believe that it was a calmness in Jesus. There was a peace in Jesus that yes, I'm asleep, but I am aboard this ship. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Oh, I told you today, I remind you today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I remind you that there are storms in the natural that will come in our lives. There are storms that we encounter each and every day. But when we look at the storm that the disciple was in, and I believe that it was a test of their faith. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I believe that Jesus, when he went on that ship, he knew what was going to happen. It's not like Jesus does not know when we are going through trials and tribulation and testing. It doesn't mean that he doesn't know when things that are happening on the left, on the right, behind us, in front of us, above us. It doesn't mean that he does not know what is happening. Did they not know that Jesus was on the ship? It doesn't matter if he seen and that he was asleep. The word said that he was asleep. But that does not mean that he did not know what was going on. It doesn't mean that he didn't know what was going to happen that day, that hour, that time. It does not mean that. But when the tempest, when the sea, when the disciples began to experience a storm in their lives, they became afraid. The word of God let us know for us not to be afraid. I can understand when we are afraid when we don't know the master. I can understand that why we are afraid when we don't know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I can understand why we don't know when we're not sure whether or not Christ is going to come to our rescue. But yet Christ continually taught the disciples. And in his teaching, he didn't tell them, well, this is going to happen to you today. There is going to be a storm. And there is going to be a great tempest. I began this morning by telling you what a storm is. I said that a storm is it is made up of a strong wind, earth particles, and snow. And with that, it comes thunder and lightning. It causes a disturbance of the atmosphere, and it does cause sometimes thunder and lightning. Oh, is it not that our lives seem like that sometimes? When sometimes things come up suddenly, unexpectedly in our lives, and we're not prepared for it to come, and we don't know of when it is coming. It is like that sometimes, but we have to be assured and to know that, yes, there are storms, but yes, there is Jesus that is able to calm every storm in our lives. Sometimes when we hear of storms, sometimes when we hear of some of the storms that we have given you this morning, when we talk about tornado storms, when we talk about hurricane storms, sand storms, cyclone storms, ice storms, blizzard storms, oh, there's a list of them, snow storms, gale storms. There are many types of storms, wind storms, ocean storms. There are so many types of storms. But even that, we have to know that Jesus Christ will never leave us and he will never forsake us. I believe that even with the disciples, as they followed Jesus, even as they followed him into this ship, they had to know the greatness of God. They had to know the God that they are serving. Sometimes you can be following a person and do not realize what is on the inside of that person. You don't know what God has put and what God has stored on the inside of that person. And sometimes when we don't know the fullness of our Lord and Savior, if we don't know that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, if we don't realize that he is the Alpha and Omega, it doesn't matter what storm comes up, like it came up in the lives of the disciples. They had to realize that, oh, it's a storm, but it's going to be all right. Why? Because Jesus Christ, Jesus is on this ship. He is with us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. Now, when we think in the natural, you may not be on a ship, but there may be a storm. Oh, there may be a storm that it seems like it is coming against you, like the natural storm, like the tornadoes, like the sandstorm, cyclone-type storms. It seems like it may be coming against you. It may be a storm of death. It may be debts that you have. It may be that car that you own. It may be the house that you live in. It may be the children that you have. It may be your neighbors. It may be your friends. It may be the bank account that you have. But you got to know, no matter what it is, if that comes to oppress, that comes to depress you, you got to know that Christ is our God and that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. No matter what type of storm, I gave you some of the natural storms, that things that we hear about, things that maybe we have experienced. But we have in our lives sometimes, things look so difficult. They look so hard. And you know what? The enemy, the devil, Satan, he wants things to look difficult. He wants things to look like it's no way out. He wants things to look like you're in this by yourself. He wants you to think that you're standing alone.
He wants you to think that Jesus don't care. Because when the disciples was in that ship, and when Jesus was sleeping, they probably thought in the natural he ought to hear and feel the waves, and they ought to hear the thunder and the lightning. And he ought to know that the tempest in the sea is high. So that yet they was afraid because they had to go and to await Jesus. And they told him, Lord, save us. Save us, we perish. And they were desperate. They were afraid because they thought that they were going to perish. And it's like that in our lives. Sometimes it seems like things are not happening fast enough, and things are not happening when we want them to happen. It seems like we're going to perish. But that is a lie from the very pits of hell. That is something that the enemy wants you to think. They want you to download inside of your spirit to make you think that things are not going to change and things is not going to be different. And things that is happening is going to call you to perish. But that was not the plan of Christ. Why would Jesus allow the storm to cause the disciples on the ship to perish? Didn't they know that they had on that ship Jesus? It wasn't time for Jesus to die, to give his life. It wasn't time for him to leave this earth. It wasn't that time. The Bible says that the enemy comes to steal. He'll steal your faith if you allow him to steal your faith. He'll steal your courage if you allow him to steal your courage. He'll cause you to be timid, and he'll cause you to be afraid. And he'll cause you to walk in darkness. And that's sin if you allow him to. But Jesus knew that it was all well. Sometimes we go into situations and we don't say what God says and what God's word says. That's why it's so important for us to say what God says. If we can stand on the word, because the word of God says that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of the word will fail. See, when we stand on the word, we're standing on a solid foundation. When we're standing on the word, we're standing on something that's not going to crack us in. It's something that is not going to defeat us. It's not going to cause us to lose out. It's not going to cause us to perish. It's not going to cause us to make the day or make that to see the next day, the next hour. These disciples thought, hey, we're about to leave here. We're about to perish in this storm. And when we look at just say for instance, a hurricane. A hurricane is made of dust and strong winds. Now, within your mentality, in yourself, that's enough to begin to make you a person very fearful. It's made up when a cyclone gets low pressure in the center, and then it releases heat and moist air. And by this process, a hurricane and a tropical storm come, and the hurricane is a warm wind storm with humility. A hurricane and a tropical storm come from ocean, and when any place becomes in favor of a hurricane and tropical storm, the tropical storm comes. And then when you think about, let's talk about one more, which is a tornado storm. Because I already told you about the storm, but we can't go into every storm that happened. We don't have time on this broadcast to talk about every the definition of what happened to every storm. We don't have the time to talk about that. But when we talk about a tornado storm, it is funnel-shaped, cyclone with destructive strong winds. A tornado storm comes with darkness and violence. A tornado is the name of the destruction, and it carries rain and thunder. Now, when we began to think about storms, sometimes when even on television, on movies, and maybe where you live, you may have seen a storm. You may have seen a tornado storm. And see how that tornado, how it funnels in that funnel of cyclone type shape, and which is a destructive strong wind. And sometimes when we look at that and we see things happen, it automatically brings fear. But then we have to know that God is with us, that he'll never leave us, and he'll never forsake us. Now, what I'm saying to you today, there are precautions that we take when we hear of a storm, like hurricane. We make preparation. We sometimes get the water, we get the food, we try to place a strong place of shelter, and we do all of these things. Why is it not in the spiritual realm that we don't prepare our heart and our mind? Why is it that we don't get ready for the storms of life? I realize that sometimes that the storm of life, it comes suddenly. Sometimes it comes unexpectedly. But yet, we have to prepare ourselves for that type of thing that comes sometime in our lives. But the disciples spiritually was not prepared because they just knew that, hey, we're going to perish. We're going to have to wake Jesus up because he's sleeping too peacefully. He haven't seen us come down and to see what's going on. He haven't got up to see what's happening here. And they was truly afraid. But Jesus let them know when he got up, because he does have all power. Somebody got to hear me today. That Christ, it's not that he has some power or little power, but he has all power in his hand. He is the same God that made the heaven and the earth. He is the same God that made the animals. He created the garden. He created the sun, the moon, the stars, all of these things he created. He created man, made man in his own image and his likeness. He is the one that did all of this. And just because of the fact that a storm came up, they were in their spirit on shaky ground, and their faith, it let us know that their faith was not where it's supposed to have been. But you know what? It's okay. Because of Christ that loves us so much, because we are the same way. And sometimes our faith is not where it should be. But then God gave us that chance, and God showed the disciples. He showed the men of God that were going to go into the hedges and the highways. He showed them how that he has control over the natural storms. He let them know, he told them, he said, why? He asked them a question. And that was a good question. He said to them, why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? And that's what that was a excellent question to ask them. I can understand. We can understand if Jesus was nowhere in their lives. We can understand if they didn't know him. And we can understand if they wasn't walking with him. And if we can understand if he wasn't with them. But no matter if Jesus wasn't in that boat, they had to realize that Jesus was going to take care of them. The word said, ask and it shall be given. It said, to seek and you shall find, and to knock and the door shall be open. It said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved, it said that it shall be moved. So therefore, we have power in what we say and what we do. He wanted the disciples to increase in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and to grow in him, to know that he is God and that he is able to calm the wind and the storm. After he asked that important question, why are you so fearful, O ye little faith? Then he arose, he got up, and rebuked the wind and the sea. And there was a great calm. I mean, that is so magnificent. So awesome. So wonderful. To just to visualize. To just to be able to be there to see Jesus as he got up. And the word tells us he rebuked the winds and the sea. And when he did that, it was a great calm. And no matter what you may be going through today in your life, you got to rebuke that spirit, that storm, that situation that's in your life. And to know that it's not you, but it's the Christ that lives inside of you. Because Paul said in the Word of God in Galatians 2 and 20, he said, I am crucified. This is what the man of God said. And that's what we got to say. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless, not I, but it's a Christ that lives within me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the Son of God who loved and gave himself for me. Now, we backtrack. And we see the life of Paul before he was saved. We see that God changed this man's life. And he was one that was very educated, and nothing wrong with education, but we all need to be educated, and we need to know God through his word, and we need to study the word of God, and we need to study other things so we can have the knowledge of things as well. But he was high-minded, and he didn't have a love of God inside of him. He was on his own mission. He was doing in his own mentality. Because, you know, sometimes we live not according. We live, the word says we live according to our righteousness, but not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. Well, he did this. He even was going to Damascus to put the people of God, to lock them up, put them in prison, put them to have them locked up. But God stopped him. That's another message. But I'm saying to you that when Christ comes in, no matter what storm that you may be in, and it may not be the natural storm as we talked about today, as the disciples was in. It may not be that
type of storm. But you have sometimes gone through things and going through things in your life, and you don't know how I'm going to make it from one day to the other. Some of you are going through the storm of depression and oppression. Some of you are going through suicide-type mentality and thought. Some of you are going through that storm of, I can't make it. You know, some of you are without jobs, and some of you without husband, and some of you without wives, and some of you without children, and some of you just seems like, you know, I can't make it. I don't know what I'm going to do. But what we do is to look to God. You know what the Word of God says? It's the Word of God says, I will lift up my eyes. Come on. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill. What's coming? My help. My help coming from the Lord. My help coming from the Lord. Your help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. Oh, yes, there will be storms sometimes that come. But yet you got to know that Jesus is able to calm the storm. He is able to make a way when it seems to be no way. It may be a storm of sickness. Oh, the enemy want to take all of us out. The enemy comes, and he comes not with good news, but he comes with bad news. But then when we read the Word of God, the Word of God gives us that good news, because just like the good news, when the disciples went to wake Jesus up, they took some effort, they took some time, and while they was afraid, they went and woke Jesus up. And Jesus calmed that storm. And if Jesus is asleep in your life, you need to wake him up. He's not asleep as if he don't know what's going on, because he certainly does. But I'm talking about in your life. You need to rise. You need to get up. And you need to talk to Jesus. There was a song that said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him about your troubles. He will answer your prayer. He will answer by and by. I can't remember all of the words to that song, the lyrics of that song, or the words to it, but we need to have a talk with Jesus. And we can talk to him through prayer. Prayer is communication with God. We need to communicate with him. We need to go before him. We need to bow before him. We need to worship him. We need to talk to him. You know, Christ should not be a stranger in our life. The disciples knew to go to Jesus. They knew to go to Jesus. They didn't go to each other. They were afraid. They didn't have faith. But they went to Jesus. And when they went to Jesus, Jesus was able to calm the storm of their life. No matter what storm, no matter what it may be, it can be on the size of some of the storms that we talked about in the natural. Come on. But I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, boys and girls, that no storm, no situation is too hard for God to handle. Nothing that we go through in life is too hard for God to handle and to take care of you. He will take care of you if you just allow him to, if you have faith and confidence in him, that he will do all that you need done in your life. Let's go before the throne of grace in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Father, we thank you today for another day. Another day, God, that we can praise you. Another day that we can lift up your name. Another day that we can come with praise and thanksgiving. Another day, God, that we can celebrate you. Another day, God, that we can call upon your name. Another day, God, that we can depend upon you. And Father, we thank you, Father, for being there for us. We thank you, God, for calming the storms in our life. And Father, even as we pray, we speak to every storm in the lives of your people that are listening from city to city, state to state, God, that they'll know that you're God. You are the God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. God, you're the God, the same God that calmed the storm in the ship that the disciples was in when they thought that they were about to perish. Somebody, God, think that they're about to perish. Somebody think that they're going through, just going like, Father God, as if they are in water, and God, and they are about to sink, and God, that they're about to drown. They're about to drown. And God, that they're going, and they'll come up a few times, and God, that they think it's, God, it's over. But God, even as a message, God, that you have given us on last week, Father, we pray even now that they know that it's not over until you says that it is over. And God, that you are God of miracles, and God, that you're God that has saved and to deliver and to make free. Your words say, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for rescuing the people, for giving them faith, for giving them that ever-increasing faith, for moving, Father God, the storm out of their lives, and for rescuing them and for seeing about them. And Father, we thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You have been listening to Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. We are located at 5045 Soutel Drive, Suite 90, in the beautiful and bold city of Jacksonville, Florida. We would like to invite you to come and visit us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And we do have Bible study on Tuesday at 7 p.m. And every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 12 to 1 o'clock, we have prayer. So come, pray 5, 10, 30 minutes, 45, 1 hour, so that you can commune with God, so you can get to know him, that you can spend some time with him. Take that time. Can you not pray 1 hour? Can you not pray 5 minutes and give that 5 minutes to God, that 10 minutes to God? Well, Word of Faith, we're open. Our doors are open for you to come so that you can pray your own prayer before the Most High God. And if you would like me as the pastor to pray for you, I would be more than happy to do so at that time. But come on, let's pray. And let's believe God for God to move on your behalf until this coming Friday at this very same time at 9 a.m. Join us on the Hour of Power broadcast. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your coming out. Remember, it's not over until God said, it is over. And the message today is, if there's a storm in your life, if there's a storm in your life, Jesus is able to calm the storm that is raging in your life, even as he calmed the storm that was in the lives of the disciples. God bless you, and may God keep you.